is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Development in the case of Brian Koberger, the suspect in the murders of four University of Idaho students in an off-campus home in 2022. An attorney for Kaylee Gonsalves' family confirms to CBS News that they received a proposed plea deal for Koberger. Now, a lawyer for Koberger's parents said the full plea deal was not accepted, though a portion of it may have been. The lawyer did not provide any further details. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti with more.
Koberger faces four counts of first-degree murder. The offer, as reported, would remove the death penalty in exchange for four consecutive life sentences without the possibility of parole. Prosecutors have alleged Koberger used a military-style K-bar knife to carry out the killings. His defense team has maintained his innocence, pointing instead to a number of alternative perpetrators.
Two firefighters are dead and a third is in critical condition after being called to a wildfire that authorities say had been set to ambush the first responders. The 20-year-old police say shot the firefighters in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho yesterday is dead. His body was found at the scene of the fire. The local sheriff says it appeared the suspect shot himself. CBS's Omar Villafranca is in Coeur d'Alene with more.
The bodies of the two firefighters were taken more than 30 miles to Spokane. Along the way, the highway was lined by those paying their respects. Chris Wade is the Coonie County Fire Chief.
But see how many people were out. What does that do for you?
It's obviously very, very emotional to see the support that we have in our community.
Investigators are still trying to determine a motive. The Senate is holding a marathon vote series on President Trump's so-called Big Beautiful Spending Bill. Democrats are fighting it with amendments. The president wants it on his desk by July 4th. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt.
Republicans need to stay tough and unified during the home stretch, and we are counting on them to get the job done.
Democratic Senator Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan saying,
it will make people pay more in every corner of their life.
The bill includes restrictions on Medicaid, raises the debt ceiling, boosts defense spending, and funding for immigration enforcement. A woman injured in a Colorado firebombing attack earlier this month has died, and the Boulder County DA's office says the suspect will be charged with murder. CBS's Stacey Lynn reports.
The suspect, Mohammed Suleiman, threw Molotov cocktails at the protesters in the park as he shouted, "Free Palestine." 82-year-old Karen Diamond was among the demonstrators. She has now died from the injury she suffered in the attack.
The group was showing support for hostages in Gaza. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut.
The crunchiest almonds and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and
a rivalry, the mountains, steep climbs, and several young Americans. It's not a reality show. It's the upcoming Tour de France.
The man to watch in the 2025 Tour de France is Tadej Pogacar. He's looking to add a fourth Tour win and his 100th stage win. But it'll be tough. It's a 23-day event with 21 grueling stages, and his rival Jonas Vingegaard will look to stop him. This year, there are five Americans. Keep an eye out for Sepp Kuss from Colorado and Mateo Jorgensen from California. Jorgensen has five Tour de France stage wins and is one of the top riders in the world. The race will be entirely within France, something that hasn't happened since 2020. It all kicks off July 5th. Cooper Lawrence, CBS News.
Home Depot is buying specialty building products distributor GMS for close to $4.5 billion, the second notable acquisition in a little over a year. It comes as booming sales from the pandemic fade, and Home Depot intensifies its focus on professional builders. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
WRJN weather. meteorologist Mace Michaels. A stray shower storm this evening, otherwise mostly clear and a low in the mid-60s tonight. Sunshine and warmer for tomorrow, high in the low 80s. Another slight storm chance Wednesday and Thursday. A little more humidity as well, highs into the mid-80s. Right now it's 80.
Silence, I adored you, and only in my dreams did from afar. Oh, my darling,
knock three times
on the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Oh, twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show.
If you want me,
oh,
twice on the pipe
if the answer is no.
I love you,
oh my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
From Radio Park to Pershing Park, local news and timeless hits.
W-R-G.
I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring.
She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's
but she knows me through and through, and she knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a lady, oh, 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 she's a lady, talking about the little lady, and the lady is mine, yeah, yeah, she's a lady, oh, 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 she's a lady, listen to me, people, she's a lady, yeah, 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 she's a lady.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. Hey, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. Glad you're here as we cruise through the night together. More great timeless hits just moments away on WRJN.
Racine's historic 4th Fest Parade is getting ready to step off for the 89th year on July 4th. The pre-parade starts at 8:30 with the sirens, classic cars, and tractors. The main parade starts at 9 a.m. sharp from Golden, Maine, traveling south on Maine for over 2.5 miles. This year's theme is Roots in Racine, highlighting the industry, heritage, and inventions that call Racine home. Get all the details at racine4thfest.org, and we'll see you July 4th with WRJN.
Home is where the heart and the care should be.
Senior helpers of Racine help your loved ones age safely, right in the comfort of their home. From Alzheimer's and Parkinson's care to companionship and personal support, senior helpers' trained caregivers create flexible care plans tailored to your needs. With a free, no-obligation in-home interview to help families make informed choices, fostering peace of mind. There's no place like home and no team like senior helpers. Visit seniorhelpers.com/WI/Racine.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Environmental groups say the Midwest grid operator, MISO, is pushing an emergency energy plan that discriminates against wind and solar, the two cheapest ways to produce energy in our state. The plan favors fast-tracking construction of gas-burning power plants at the expense of clean energy projects. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission rejected a similar plan from MISO last month, but environmental groups say this one is even worse, with few guardrails to ensure fossil fuel projects are actually needed. Once again, Wisconsin had the biggest wild turkey season in North America. More than 50,000 wild turkeys were harvested in our state this spring. The Department of Natural Resources reintroduced the birds into our ecosystem in 1976 and has been managing the hunt ever since. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit outdoorstewards.org.
For I can't.
News and timeless hits. WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN. Then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
Traveling and living off the land. Me and you and a dog named Blue. known. You bid me farewell. There's a lesson to be learned from this, and I learned it very well. Now I know you're not the only starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. You never care for secrets I confide. For you I'm just an ornament, something for your pride. Always running, never caring, that's the life you live. Stolen minutes of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. The story's in the past with nothing to recall. I've got my life to live and I don't need you at all. The roller coaster ride we took is nearly at an end. I bought my ticket with my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. Worst is over now, the morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now, the morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
Could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. The white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do you?
I should laugh, but I cry, because your love has passed me by. You took me by surprise, you didn't realize that I was waiting. Time goes slowly, but it carries on. And now the best years have to come and gone. You took me by surprise, I didn't realize that you were laughing.
Laughing,
what you're doing to me.
Laughing,
it ain't the way it should be.
You took away everything I had, you put the hurt on me. You took away everything I had, you put the hurt on me.
I go alone now, calling your name, after losing at the game. You took me by surprise, I didn't realize that you were lying.
WRJN.
And the sign said, long-haired freaky people need not apply. So I tucked my hair up under my hat, and I went in to ask him why. He said, you look like a fine, upstanding young man. I think you do. So I took off my hat, I said, imagine that. Shot on sight. So I jumped on the fence and I yelled at the house, hey, what gives you the right to put up a fence to keep me out or to keep Mother Nature in? If God was here, he'd tell you to your face, man, you're some kind of sinner.
Membership card to get inside.
Passed around the plate at the end of it all. I didn't have a penny to
sympathy. I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me. Ain't you proud of me?
News, timeless hits on WRJN. Once again, Racine's home for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Listen weekday mornings at 7:25 with Don Rosen. And again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. The rest of the story with Paul Harvey is back on WRJN.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Covered up with flowers in the back of of a black limousine. Whoa, la da 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 da. Talking about you and me and the games people play now. Whoa, we make one another cry. Break a heart and we say goodbye. Cross our hearts and we hope to die. That the other was to blame. Whoa, but neither one will ever give in. So we gaze at an 8x10, thinking about the things that might have been. And it's a dirty, rotten shame. Whoa, la da 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 da. Talking about you and me and the game people play now. Walking up to you, singing glory hallelujah, and they try to sock it to you in the name of the Lord. They're gonna teach you how to meditate, read your horoscope, cheat your fate. For the moon to hell with hate, come on, get on board. La da 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 da, la da 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 da. Talking about you. Now wait a minute, look around, tell me what you see. What's happening to you and me? God grant me the serenity to just remember who I am. Whoa, cause you're giving up your sanity for your pride and your vanity. Turn your back on humanity. Oh, and you don't give up.
Down to here and plenty of money. And
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A plea deal appears to be in the works for Brian Koberger, the man accused of murdering four University of Idaho students in 2022. CBS's Juliette Goodrich.
Koberger is accused in the stabbing deaths of Ethan Chapin, Zanna Kernodle, Madison Mogan, and Kaylee Gonsalves at a rental home near campus in Moscow, Idaho.